Less than a month after Red Deer City Council voted to put its electricity department in the hands of an arm's-length corporation, Medicine Hat Council narrowly rejected a similar proposal. Medicine Hat's council was divided over the prospect of creating a municipally controlled corporation, turning down the idea by a 5-4 vote on July 21. Like Red Deer, Medicine Hat has been keeping the lights on in the community through its own power department for more than a century. Among the reasons cited by members of Medicine Hat Council who voted against was the estimated $4 million cost of creating an MCC, along with a reluctance to make such a major decision 3 months before the election of a new council. 90 days before an election, I struggle with it, said Cown. Sheila Sharps, who voted against. It's not fair to the community. Sharps noted many questions were raised at a public hearing on an MCC that have not been answered yet, and more time is necessary. Councillors also shared community concerns that an MCC would lead to high power rates and would not be as answerable to taxpayers in the city of around 70,000. This is an arm's-length model, so we don't know for sure what the outcome of making it more prosperous or more profitable would be on the ratepayer, said Cown. Allison Nodal. There are no guarantees an MCC will solve the problems in front of us. Mayor Lindsay Clark was concerned about going past a point of no return by voting in favor of an MCC now. Luckily, there is an example of how we could do skills-based governance of our energy division without the cost, complexity, disruption, asset transfer of a municipally controlled corporation. And that is the Rate Review Committee. So we are delegating certain powers to a committee of experts. That model could be applied to our energy business as well. Council asked city administration reevaluate a rate review committee independent of the MCC as a standalone committee to council. A report is expected in the fall. Going to an MCC was recommended by consultants with KPMG, who highlighted the increasing complexity of electricity markets favored creating an MCC that could respond to changes quickly. The city also heard that its power system is going to need $1.1 billion in upgrades in coming years. Red Deer City Council voted 6-3 in favor of an MCC in June. The decision means the city will still own its electrical system, power lines, substations, transformers and meters, but it will be overseen by an arm's-length board that will make decisions on necessary upgrades and investments. City Council will still have final say on rates charged to customers based on MCC recommendations. Changing the way Red Deer's nearly 100-year-old electric utility is run has been under the microscope for 3 years. Other options considered were beefing up the existing electric light and power department or selling off the electricity system to a private company, such as Fortis Alberta. In the end, city administration identified an MCC as the best next step. Mayor Ken Johnston said that while selling off the electric system to the private sector had advantages, an MCC overseen by an experienced board was the best option. I do have faith in future councils. I do have faith that we'll get this board right, said Johnston, who voted in favor. What tips me in the direction of the MCC is its continuing flexibility. An MCC will provide off-ramps, options and a governance model that will leave residents confident the city's electric system assets, worth at least $160 million in one estimate, remains in good hands, he predicted.